I want you to listen up in these meditation. We're going to be dealing with making whatever you do it to prosper. Two major verses, Psalm 1, 1 through 3, and then Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And these verses have been used to address, to make whatever you do prosper. Prosperity cometh to the body of Christ on purpose. To make note of that, knowing the purpose, the power, and the path to prosperity is given to us in God's word. Number one, the purpose of prosperity is to glorify, magnify God by favoring his righteous cause on earth. Now that's Psalm 35, 27. I'll give you a lot of verses that I might not read. And Jeremiah 33, 9. Both of those verses are verses that magnify and glorify God. When you read them, Psalm 35, 27, they talk about those who favor God's righteous cause. Let me turn to it quickly. And read it, Psalm 35 and 27, which is a powerful verse. I thought not to read them, but I'm going to read one or two with you so we can get the significance of it. Let them shout for joy, 35, 27 Psalm, and be glad that favor my righteous cause. You see that? Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Powerful voice. When you get over Jeremiah 33, 9, you see the same thing, that it's favoring God's righteous cause. You see that your prosperity will begin to magnify God. The second thing, not only the purpose of prosperity, the power to get prosperity is holiness and sanctification. Now, one may not think that holiness and sanctification have anything to do with prosperity, but when you turn to Psalm 1, you find out that it do have something to do with it, and that it's real powerful, because prosperity will destroy you if you're not in alignment with God's holiness. So Psalm 1 said, blessed is the man, first verse, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So you see, that's a man with a clean life, or a woman with a clean life. Second verse says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And then he says in verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither. And here's the statement, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How powerful can you get, and how clear can it get? Now, when you say, well, Apostle, how do I do this? Well, Joshua 1:8 tell you how to do it. And we'll get into Joshua 1:8 on our next session. I'll start with Joshua 1:8, how to cause whatsoever I do to prosper.